Hey y'all, welcome to the Motivation Babe podcast. I am your host, Hills, the Motivation Babe, and I am on a mission to empower you and thousands of women every single day. Think of the Motivation Babe podcast as your go-to resource for mindset talks that give you the confidence to become the best version of yourself. I am so honored you are here. Get ready to level up as we dive in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the pod. Hey, y'all. It's me. It's a girl. It's Hills. Every time I do this intro, I literally laugh and I giggle and I have the biggest smile on my face because this is my favorite place to be. It is to be here with you, pouring into you. And I am so, so honored you clicked play today because this episode, I mean, you see the title. It is realizing your potential and activating your potential. This is a special podcast that I know is going to help change your life. This is might be one of my favorites. So before we dive in, I just want to say if you are a new listener, guys, hi, I'm Hills. I am honored you are here. I hope this podcast serves you, inspires you, and empowers you. That is my goal. So if you like what you hear, share this with your friends, share this with your communities, share this with your people, and be sure to find me on Instagram at themotivationbabe_. Tag me. Let's connect. Seriously, I love to connect with every single person in the DMs. And towards the end of the episode, we'll talk more about ways to connect and get more involved in the Motivation Babe community. Sound good? Okay, y'all. So before we begin our episode, you know what we got to do. We do our affirmations because affirmations are the massage for the soul. Affirmations are truly life-changing. And like anything, it's consistency. It's consistently using your affirmations daily in the morning. And I am going to walk you through some affirmations that go along with today's episode. So if you're ready, wherever you are, let's just take a deep breath in, okay? And release. I want you to repeat after me. I am confident in who I am and my abilities. I believe in my potential. I am a positive influence to others. I can overcome all challenges. I am strong and powerful. One more deep breath in. Oh, I love those, y'all. Ooh, those were some good ones. Okay, so today's episode, we are talking about realizing your potential and activating your potential. Okay, before we dive in, look, I need to start this episode by saying you are here for a purpose. Literally, you are here on this earth for a purpose. Gary Vee says this, and I'm sure y'all have heard it, 400 trillion to one. 400 trillion to one is what it takes to become a human being. I'm gonna let you process that, take that in. Seriously, the odds of being here, and we are here for a purpose, and maybe you just haven't realized your purpose yet, but you're ready to, because let me tell you, I have just recently found my purpose after years and years of self-exploration, of trying things, of learning, of evolving and growing. Seriously, evolve or remain, the last episode of season one, the best one. Listen to that, right? All about evolving and realizing what your purpose is. It doesn't happen overnight. It's very, very intentional. But what I want to tell you is you are here for a purpose. And I also want to recognize I get it. We all come from different backgrounds. We all have different experiences. We all have learned different lessons. And maybe for some of us, it's been harder than for others. Whatever your journey has been thus far, recognize you are a warrior. You are listening to this because you have the ability to move forward in the forward direction and step into your greatness. Because y'all, let me tell you, greatness is within you. Greatness is in with each and every single one of us, whether it's God, the universe, you know, whatever it is you believe in. You are created from the same matter that created the stars, okay? And maybe it's time for you to recognize that. Maybe you've just been around the environment that has told you you'll never amount to anything. Breaking generational curses, it's just not in your family's playbook. We talked about this one episode. If not you, who? By you taking the forward steps into stepping into your potential and activating that, the ripple effect it has on those around you. Let me be honest. Doing this is not easy. Doing this is often a lonely road full of uncertainty. But trust me, you can do this. You can make it through this. You can make the world a better place with your talents and your abilities, because we all possess different abilities. Look, I was listening to this YouTube where it said someone like Bill Gates, Elon Musk, right? They have these crazy IQs. They're not the only people with those IQs. I'm sure there's thousands of people who have the same IQ as Elon Musk and Bill Gates and all these amazing, amazing influential people in tech and science. But what separates the two? Listen, there's two groups in life. Those who step into their potential and those who don't. It is a conscious effort that you must take to say, I choose to step into my potential. If not, you get grouped up with everybody else who just lives their life day to day. And look, maybe for some people that's completely fine, but no, not you. Not you, because you're here listening to this. You are taking the steps into your greatness. Activating your potential, your greatness is a choice. Okay, so that's how I wanted to start this episode. Wow, I was ranting there for just a minute, but I just need you to realize greatness is within you. And especially if you're listening to this, and regardless of your background, your background, your story, your experiences make you stronger. Your life lessons are meant to be shared. Think about this. If you have experienced something traumatic, something challenging, and the fact that you overcame that, of everyone you could help around you that's going through the same thing, because we are never alone in the human experiences we have. We aren't. There are others just like us that are struggling and they're learning, how did she do it? We are not gatekeepers here. We help other women succeed. We help build other women. Can I get an amen? Are you with me, ladies? Okay. What I want you to know is when we are realizing your potential, which I hope you realize, you got your potential. You know, you just got to identify, what are my strengths? What are my unique abilities? And you have to have, remember how I said that this road isn't easy to fully step into it, to activate this. And I'm going to give you some of the steps to activate your potential. It takes a lot of inner strength. It takes a lot of inner strength to become the person you are meant to be. A lot of conscious effort. And you have to be 110% committed to this journey of yourself. Because when we are not committed and we have doubt and uncertainty, that literally shatters all the work you have done. You have to believe in yourself. And let's talk about these steps, right? The steps to activate your potential. First, you must align your actions in your life to your passions. sometimes what happens is we are just going about life. Remember I said there's two categories of people, the people who choose to step into their potential and those who choose not to, right? Who don't make that decision, right? There are many of us, and we have fallen into that place where we take action and like we're on autopilot, you know, and step one in activating and your potential and stepping in to your highest self is aligning your actions and being intentional about your life and pursuing your passions, pursuing what sets your soul on fire. And that takes a little bit of self-discovery, which we're going to have a podcast episode next on self-discovery, because holy moly, your girl has been on a journey of self-discovery and I want to share my experience with you. So step one, align your actions. No more autopilot, y'all. Step two is maximize your strengths. Look at, you know, I think sometimes what happens, and I think I've mentioned this before in another episode, the world as we grow up in, we're highlighted on our weaknesses. When we're growing up, like, you know, in elementary and school, like you gotta see, like, you know, that's not good enough, right? So our weaknesses are like magnified. And sometimes many of us carry the weight of our weaknesses, of what we're not good at, of what we're not, when instead, what if we highlighted our strengths? What if we worked from that place of our strengths and maximized that? So let go of what doesn't serve you. Let go of the lies and the trauma and the stories of our past and say, what am I good at? What am I good at right now in my life? And then go do that thing. Step three, you gotta believe. Believe yourself, sis. If you don't believe in you, no one will. At the end of the day, when you go to bed, it is you and you only. Unwavering belief. Block out the noise of others and believe in you. Step four is commit. I just talked about this. Commit to your dreams. Commit without any hesitancy. And step five is expect. Expect greatness. Expect the life, the dream that you are building, the goals that you have, the person you are becoming. Expect it. And listen to me. You must expect it even when you don't see it, because it is coming for you. And that is hard. That is hard. But keep, when it's this really powerful combination, y'all. When you are intentional, you're taking aligned action, you believe in yourself, and you expect that right there, that combo is the freaking golden ticket to get anything you want in your life. But if it was easy, everyone would be doing this. Everyone would have their dream life. And the reason we don't all have that is because it is hard. It is hard work. It's very intentional work, but we know with consistency, right, as we build these muscles to work for us, to step into our potential, to step into our greatness, it becomes easier and easier. And then we're always working from that place and things begin to happen. The things that we desire come to us because you are aligned with everything that you are and you're attracting all the abundance into your life. Oh my gosh, I need you to hear me. You are literally amazing. You are here for a purpose. I believe in you. Do you believe in you? You are meant for greatness. Greatness is within you. Decide today to activate that greatness. Just decide, believe, and expect it to happen. Mic drop. Oh, I'm hot. Oh my gosh, that just gives me chills. I hope this message spoke to somebody today. Y'all, you're listening to this, screenshot, tag, go leave a 5-star rating, go leave a review, and let the world know how this message has helped you, made you think, and is helping you change your life, okay? Okay. Oh my gosh, y'all. Make sure to tag me on Instagram at The Motivation Babe. Let's wrap this up. Y'all, I want to talk about the Motivation Babe community. This is something brand new that I launched this month. It is a membership community. It's like a Patreon, but like way better. Okay. So you're going to go to the link in my bio on my Instagram or go to themotivationbabe.com to learn more. But basically, this is a community where I get to connect with you more one-on-one. I give you exclusive content, videos, resources, podcasts, group chats, private calls with you. I even provide private coaching for my top tier elite membership. So this is the place to be if you want more of this stuff. If you want more of the things I have to share with you, hop in now. It is a $19.99 monthly subscription. Like, I wanted to make this affordable for everyone. So get your booty in there. I can't wait to see you, or DM me if you have any questions. Y'all, I am just so blessed. I'm so honored to share this message with you because I know somebody, and all I care about, I do this podcast for one person. You know, if I can impact one person a day, my mission is accomplished. And I know I'm able to help thousands. Oh my gosh, I'm getting like, whoo, I get to impact thousands of women every day. But if this message resonated with you, just reach out to me. Okay. I love you guys. Almost got emotional there. Okay. Until the next episode. Bye.